got our national anthem played and now set for starting lineups. First for Ogama Heights. They'll start to Ryland McDaniels, number one. He's a senior and a forward on this team. Really good three-point shooter, especially out of that corner. Also, Rob Hawk, a junior, going to start tonight. Everybody knows him as a star football player as well, athletic guy up front. Number three, Angel Potter. He's going to be a guy with the ball in his hand. Saw him a little bit last year off the bench. Really, really strong out of the bench against Pinconning. We'll see how he does from here. Ian Jones, just a sophomore, will get start here tonight. So a young player getting the look here for Coach Alex Jennings. And number 13, Mason Dunn, a senior here for Ogama Heights, will also get the start. Alex Jennings is there, head coach for the Alcona Tigers. They shut off the lights here as they always do as they get set for their contest here tonight. It'll be first David Charbonneau, number one here for Alcona. He's a senior. Number two, Colin Walker, another senior for this Alcona basketball team. And a junior star athlete here at this school, Garrett Summers, number three, and their leading scorer, Evan Borsvold, number 32, big guy down low, just a junior, averages a bunch of rebounds, averages 8 points a game, and Jacob Ranchensky, who had a big game against Whittemore Prescott, also gets a start here tonight. Alex Cole is their head coach. Our officials tonight, Joe Cano, Ed Laverne, and Troy Summers. This game brought to you in part by West Branch Collision. Quality Garage Doors of West Branch, Morris Clark Furniture of West Branch, and the Erickson Family Insurance Agency of West Branch. Mason Dunn out there to get the tip for the Ogama Heights Falcons. It was Garrett Summers who jumped against Whittemore Prescott. We'll see who goes to center circle here. And it will be Garrett Summers who will step in. Brad Allen here with you with Alcona moving right to left. Ogama Heights moving left to right. Joe Cano ready with the basketball, throws it up in the air, and tip controlled by the Tigers. Ranchensky will hand it off left side. Charbonneau goes to the left wing. They work into their offense, gets a screen from Borsvold, works around it, goes right side, knocked away. That's picked off by Hawk. Hawk working his way down the court. It's a one-on-two, so he'll back out and hand it off to Angel Potter. Potter dribbles with the basketball atop, goes cross-court to Jones. Ian Jones looking for somewhere to go with it. Now goes back cross-court. Alcona comes out in a 2-3 zone. And so Ogama Heights swinging it around, trying to find a hole in the zone as they switch up their offense. Ryland McDaniels now has it on the right wing, swings it across cross-court, and now left wing is Hawk. Throws it back across, it's picked off by Ranchensky. Never got the ball inside, so never got that Alcona defense to move. Summers brings it up for the Tigers across the half-court line. Goes to the left wing, Ranchensky, back up top. Mid-range jumper, Walker, rims out. Rebound fought for and won by Mason Dunn in Ogama Heights. Here comes Ryland McDaniels for the Falcons. Hesitation dribble, goes up strong, has that one blocked. Ball tips all the way out to the half-court line where Charbonneau picks it up for Alcona. He goes into Angel Potter. Left-hand layup is good, and that gets the scoring underway. 2-0 Alcona, and they go into that three-quarter court press we saw last week, but Ogama breaks it. McDaniels into the lane, goes up, and he is fouled. Borsvold will pick up the foul. McDaniels will go to the line to shoot two. 6:41 to play here in our first quarter. McDaniels at the line, shooting two. Couple of dribbles, fires, rattles that one home. Gets Ogama Heights on the board. 2-1. McDaniels, deep breath, two dribbles. From the chest, shot, no good. Ball tipped up in the air, and a foul going to come to McDaniels. As the ball got away, he came down and kind of slapped David Charbonneau as he was trying to get the ball. And so now it is Alcona basketball after the first foul on McDaniels' team. First 2-1 Alcona, almost 2 minutes into this one. Garrett Summers will bring the ball up. Goes right side, Charbonneau. Charbonneau dumps it down inside. Ball knocked around and knocked out of bounds by Angel Potter. Alcona will trigger from underneath. Summers has the basketball, looking, fires it up top to Borsvold. Borsvold step in, had that one blocked by Mason Dunn, and it'll go out of bounds off of Alcona. Falcons get the basketball. Mason Dunn, a nice early start to this one, getting rebounds and then also getting that block. Three-quarter court press, 1-2-2 press here from Alcona. 2-1, Ogemaw Heights. Ogemaw breaks it. McDaniels gets it to Rob Hopp. Rob Hopp down to Mason Dunn. Dunn fights through the contact. He is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Looks like that foul's going to go on Summers. His first, team second. Remember, new rule this year in high school basketball. No longer fouls based upon half. They're based upon quarter. Dunn's first free throw too long. So it is five fouls in a quarter. Sends a team to the line no matter what, and no more one and ones. Two free throws right away. Five free throws in a quarter. There'll be two free throws. Excuse me, five fouls in a quarter leads to two free throws. Dunn misses the second free throw, but offensive rebound for Rob Hawk. Ogemaw Heights back into their offense. McDaniels has the basketball at the top of the key. Swings it right side to Jones. Ian Jones back up top to McDaniels. McDaniels drives the left wing, dumped down to Dunn, kick out to Angel Potter. Potter down to Dunn, good ball movement, Dunn can't finish. Rebound pulled down by Alcona and Renchensky. In the right corner now is Charbonneau. He'll drive the lane, bounce pass, too low for Walker, bouncing around and picked off by Ogemaw Heights. Here comes Ian Jones. Jones will jog it across the timeline, 2-1 Alcona. Almost 3 minutes into our first quarter. Angel Potter has it on the left wing. Picks up his dribble, now goes right side to Jones. Fires inside to Rob Hawk. Hawk kicks it back out to Jones. Good defense here by the Tigers. Cross-court pass picked off by Alcona. Summers down the lane. Easy layup is good. And Alcona doing a fantastic job of not letting Ogemaw Heights penetrate the zone. And it... Ryland McDaniels now has it on the left corner. 4-1 Alcona. Couple of turnovers so far by the Ogemaw Heights Falcons have led the layups. We've got a foul. I think they called it on the floor. They did. Called it on the floor. And so Charbonneau picks up the foul. Team third, his first. Charbonneau checks out. Richard Schott checks in. Ogemaw Heights will trigger from underneath. Up top to Potter. Potter, pump fake three, kick to Jones. Right side, McDaniels. McDaniels back up top, Jones. And now left side. And Ogemaw Heights continues to swing it around, looking for a hole in the zone. But Alcona's not chasing the shooter. So that's one thing, is they're packing in this zone, making it difficult. Ryland McDaniels drives to the free throw line, and a travel on Ryland McDaniels will send the ball back to the Alcona Tigers. But Alcona's packing in their zone. They're not afraid right now of Ogemaw Heights shooting the basketball, and it has led to a tough time for Ogemaw Heights trying to penetrate the zone to get a layup, because they also don't want to shoot threes. And it's 4-1 Alcona, almost halfway through our first quarter. Richard Schott gets it up top to Walker. Right side, Renchensky, pump fake three. Now he'll drive down the baseline, go up strong, got the layup to go. Renchensky beats his man off the dribble, and it's 6-1 Alcona. Back to that 1-2-2 press. Potter has it, drives to the free throw line. Floater in the lane is good. Ogemaw Heights done a great job of breaking the press. They finally get a bucket off of it. They've broken the press pretty easily. And so now it is 6-3. Into the lane, Richard Schott. Floater rolls out, pulled down by Mason Dunn. Quickly up court come the Falcons. Here comes Angel Potter. He'll try another floater. Got the roll. Angel Potter, the energy guy here for Ogemaw Heights, makes it 6-5. Garrett Summers quickly up court. Renchensky has it left wing. Back to Garrett Summers up at the top. He'll get it to the free throw line. Walker, who drives. Pump fake on Jones. Go up. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Pulled down by Borsvold. Blocked from behind by Ryland McDaniels. 3:33 to play here in our first quarter. Caden Hebert checks in for Jacob Renchensky. 6-5 Alcona. Mason Dunn checks out. Checking in for him is number 20. That's Joe Bach. Bach gets a hand on a pass, knocks it out of bounds. This game brought to you in part by Willard's Equipment in West Branch, Rose City Chiropractic, Cornerstone Caregiving of Gladwin, and Ace Electric, Plumbing and Heating of West Branch. Forsvold checks out, and Banak will check in for him. Hebert goes up top to Richard Schott for Alcona. Hebert now has it left wing. He drives to the free throw line. Euro step floater. That got blocked. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Alcona. And so with 3:23 to play here in our first quarter, it is 6-5, Alcona. Ryland McDaniel slowly walking this one up the floor, trying to find a hole in the press. It's broken by Ian Jones of Ogama Heights. Now Angel Potter has it to the corner. That's Rob Hawk, too long out of three. Rebound pulled down by Bach. Bach back out to Jones. Now McDaniels up top. McDaniels drives to the free throw line, keeps on going. Layup no good. Ball tipped around and controlled by Garrett Summers. Summers will quickly run it up the floor for Alcona. Stop at the free throw line, shoot a little mid-range jumper. No, but got his own rebound that had it ripped away. But a lot of running there. 2:46 to play in our first quarter. 6-5, Alcona. This is kind of the lower scoring, slower game that Alcona will want to play. Even though there's a lot of pace, they'll take this kind of more defensive battle. We're making Ogama Heights really work. Angel Potter for the Falcons has it on the right wing to Rob Hawk down low. Hawk misses the bunny, just threw it up too quickly. Rebound comes down to Colin Walker. Hebert will walk it up here for the Alcona Tigers. Goes right side to Richard Schott. Schott gets a backup tap to Banak. Left side, Hebert. Hebert working against Potter, gets a screen, dumps it down low to Banak, had it poked away by Potter. Nice hands by Angel Potter. Here comes Ryland McDaniels. McDaniels to the elbow, no one stopping him. Foul in the lane, and they're going to call it travel on Ryland McDaniels. Hopped into the lane. And so 2 minutes and 3 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Coach Jennings pleading his case with the official that was not a travel. I personally didn't think it was, but the officials did see it a different way. Checking into the game is Brandon Zaski. Looks like Joe Bach. Joe Bach's not the one who checked out. Either way, Garrett Summers has the basketball. Now Caden Hebert. Left side for Alcona. Good defense by Angel Potter. Right side, Garrett Summers gets a screen from Renchensky. Summers wanted the three, but defense stopped it. Banak now has it up top. Potter rips it away from Banak. Potter races down the floor. Layup is good, and Angel Potter with 6 points here in the first quarter. His defense and into offense has now given Ogama Heights the lead 7-6. Summers pump fakes and has the ball poked away, gets it back, bounce pass down low, Renchensky can't get it to go, ball bouncing around and it's grabbed by Ryland McDaniels, but a foul here coming on Garrett Summers. That'll be the team fourth. Mason Dunn will check back into the game. Rob Hawk checks out. That was Ian Jones who checked out a little bit earlier that Zaski replaced. Ian Jones came in for him. Ogama Heights will inbound to no pressure. And McDaniels will bring it up. Just dribbling up top on the right side, just trying to find a hole in the zone. Passes inside. Joe Bach was open. I don't know how that pass got through, and he couldn't make the layup. It rimmed out. Rebound to Borsvold. 1 minute to play in the quarter. It's 7-6. Ogama Heights, Alcona with the basketball. Richard Schott has it up top. He takes the dribble. Right side to Caden Hebert. Hebert overlooking. Now to Borsvold. Borsvold pump fakes three. Left side, they get Richard Schott open for three. It's short. Rebound. Going to have an over the back on David Charbonneau as he went over the top of Brendan Zaski. Forty-four and a half seconds to play here in our first quarter. Oh, that's the team fifth foul, so that will send Ogama Heights to the line on the over-the-back foul. Zaski will go, and he will shoot two. This game brought to you in part by the DeBold Insurance Agency of West Branch, the Fall Inn of Rose City, Roy Simmons and Sons Well Drilling of West Branch, and Culligan Water in West Branch. First free throw is up, and that one rimmed out. These are not friendly rims today. 44 and a half seconds to play in our first quarter. Charbonneau checks out with two fouls. Colin Walker checks back in for him. Second free throw is good. So Zaski gets on the board. It's 8-6, Ogama Heights. This is a 7-0 run for the Falcons. Richard Schott has it up top. Goes left side, Renchensky. Has the ball poked away, ripped away by Bach, who can't quite contain it. And Colin Walker will get a steal when Bach tried to race down the court. and will bring it back across half court. Caden Hebert has it at the logo, goes right side to Richard Schott, gets a screen from Wonker. Schott into lane, kick to Hebert in the corner. Hebert for three, too long. Rebound saved by Colin Walker, who goes back up top to Schott. Schott into the lane, a floater over Dunn, too hard. And it's rebounded by Dunn with 8 seconds to go in the quarter. McDaniels has to bring it up. He'll have to shoot the final shot. Takes a look, finds an opening, stops at the free throw line and gets it off. No good. And so at the end of our first quarter, it is Ogemaw Heights 8 and Alcona 6 on WKJC, your power station for sports. To six at the end of our first quarter. Ogemaw Heights will start with the basketball. Ogemaw Heights with that lead. Right corner three. Back too strong and rebound pulled down by Evan Borsvold. Alcona Tigers bringing it up. Richard Schott has it. Again, trailing by two. Low scoring first quarter. Leading scorer, though, was Angel Potter. He had 6 points. Renchensky drives. Kick out to Walker. Walker to the lane. Fights through. Got it with a foul. So the game is tied at 8, and Walker goes to the line for one more. Hey, let's go 32. Just fought through the defense of Ogemaw Heights and able to finish strong. Foul goes on number 12, Ian Jones. Free throw up and good. And able to complete the three-point play is Colin Walker. Gives Alcona the lead back 9-8. Alcona's kind of backed off their press and now to a half-court spot, and they're going to get a turnover out of it. Here comes Richard Schott. 4-on-1. They go right corner, Hebert. Hebert makes a man miss, shoots a mid-range jumper. Is good. Caden Hebert makes it 11-8. Alcona with the lead. Potter will hand this one off to Rob Hawk as they do break the bit of a half-court trap. It was three-quarter court. They backed it off to about half-court, did Alcona. I think they thought it was getting broken too easily. I like the idea of packing it in. Good adjustment here by Coach Cole. Ian Jones gets it across now to Angel Potter. And back to that 2-3 zone that caused Ogemaw Heights some problems in the first half. Potter will shoot a left wing three. It's too short. Rebound. Box going to go over the back. And they're just not letting that happen today. I'm not sure there was a lot of contact there on Renchensky, but they are just not allowing anybody to go just anywhere near over the back right now are these officials. So it's 11-8. Currently, Alcona with the lead and the basketball over the top of Ogemaw Heights. 6:37 to play here in our first half. Colin Walker drives in, and we've got a foul on the floor as Walker went into the chest of Mason Dunn. Alcona didn't really have a leading score in that first quarter. They had 6 points. Charbonneau, Summers, and Renchensky each made a bucket, so they all had two. Pass is knocked out of bounds by Ogemaw Heights on the underneath play, so it'll stay with the Alcona Tigers. Richard Schott will inbound. Borsvold, Renchensky, Walker, and Hebert out there with him. Renchensky gets it at the free throw line. Mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound pulled down by Rob Hawk. He's out there with Mason Dunn, Joe Bach, Angel Potter, and Ian Jones. It's Angel Potter who has it left wing. Down inside to Bach. Bach over his right shoulder, no good. Rebound pulled down by Walker, who will get it to Caden Hebert, and the Tigers will bring it up. Leading 11-8, 6 minutes remaining in our first half. Hebert, bounce pass down low to Walker. Walker, pump fake, and foul called on the floor again. And with only 2 minutes into this quarter, that is, I believe, the fourth foul already on Ogemaw Heights in this quarter. It is their fourth. That's 12 on, two fouls on number 12, Ian Jones. And every foul from here on out for the rest of the half, Ogemaw Heights, or excuse me, man, Alcona will be shooting free throws. Final 6 minutes. Schott will inbound from underneath. Goes up top to Hebert. Hebert dribbles to the right wing. Pull up three, blocked by Potter. Got his own rebound, though. Throws it back out to Renchensky. Left side Schott. Richard Schott gets a screen. Left wing three, no good. Rebound Renchensky. Renchensky power dribble and scores. Nice job by Jacob Renchensky on the boards, keeping that possession alive. It's 13-8 Alcona. And now Renchensky's going to foul going over the back of Rob Hawk. Coach Cole smiling, saying, we'll take the hustle. That's good. You'll take a kid who's just hustling after a couple of offensive rebounds, then he hustles his way into a foul. You'll take it. Left wing, Angel Potter for Ogemaw Heights. Up top to Hawk. Right side, Jones. Ian Jones on the right wing, trying to swing it around this 2-3 zone. They get it into the corner to Mason Dunn. Now back out. Quickly back out. Now right wing, Jones. Nothing there, though. Looking. Goes back up top, McDaniels. Alcona moving well on defense. Angel Potter has it up top, left wing. McDaniels thought about a three. He hasn't even attempted one yet. Inside it, and then back out to Angel Potter. Alcona continuing to not give up a shot here. McDaniels left wing. Pass inside now. Back down to Dunn. Kick out Potter. Potter drives baseline and kicks it back out. McDaniels left wing. Three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Colin Walker. Good possession for both teams there. Ends with a missed shot. Renchensky left wing for Alcona. Looking for a screen from Borsvold. Gets one. Dribbles in. Mid-range jumper high, arcing well short. Good defense by Mason Dunn. McDaniels will bring it up for the Ogemaw Heights Falcons, spinning into the lane, off the glass, good. Ryland McDaniels goes coast to coast, nobody stops the ball. That's the first points of the second half, or excuse me, second quarter for Ogemaw Heights. It's 13-10 Alcona. Stops the mini run. Hebert tries to bounce pass it to Walker. Walker can't handle it, and it goes out of bounds. Mason Dunn will check out for the Ogemaw Heights Falcons. Checking in for him is Dominic Smith. William Liebler will check in for Alcona. Checking out was Renchensky. This game brought to you in part by H&R Block of West Branch, Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank, your local McDonald's restaurant and Kohl's Appliance in Lincoln and Tawas City. Potter has it on the left wing as they work against that zone. Now McDaniels in the corner. Cross court to Jones. Ian Jones dribbles back up top and now hands it off to Angel Potter. Potter right side to Jones. Jones into the short corner. That's where McDaniels in. Hop step off the glass. Good. Ryland McDaniels fights through the contact, and I can't say any of Ogemaw Heights' points have been easy tonight. Quickly up the floor come the Tigers. Hebert drives baseline and lays it in. He's got 4 points in the quarter, and it's 15-12 Alcona. Ogemaw Heights bringing it up, trying to break that little half-court 1-2-2 press. They do. Angel Potter has it right wing. He drives in the lane, loses it, and it'll go out of bounds. And to the Alcona Tigers. 3:25 to play in our first half. 15-12. Alcona leading the Ogemaw Heights Falcons, just winning with defense right now and scoring just enough. Summers has it left wing, gets a screen from Borsvold, bounce pass into Borsvold, now at the block. Double team from Potter, back out Summers. Summers left wing, three, good! Fist pump from Garrett Summers, the first three of the game go to the Tigers, and it's 18-12 Alcona. McDaniels cross court to Potter. Potter loses it, able to regain it and get it up top to Ian Jones. 2:55 to play in our first half. Jones now has a pass inside. McDaniels underneath the bucket. Tries to flip it off to Dominic Smith. Ball bouncing around. Goes to Potter. Potter pump fake. Layup too strong. And rebound to Summers. Summers quickly up court to Liebler, but it's over his head. Timeout for Ogemaw Heights. Take one with him. 18-12 Alcona on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC brought to you in part by Alpena Community College and Alpena and Oscoda Laners Collision of West Branch, West Branch Pharmacy, Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, and Alpena Alcona Area Credit Union with 10 convenient locations. 2:34 to play in our first half. It is 18-12 Alcona. Nice little run here for the Tigers, and we're going to have a double dribble called here on Ogemaw Heights. Ian Jones fumbled with it and then dribbled it again. And so it's a turnover to the Tigers. Caden Hebert will bring it up for Alcona. Right wing for Hebert. Bounce pass in low, but knocked away by Hawk. He telegraphed it, and Hawk saw it and stole it. Handed it off to Angel Potter. Here come the Falcons, just jogging across the line. Right side, McDaniels. McDaniels hop step drives and scores. McDaniels, a nice little floater before the defense of Evan Borsville could come over. 6 points in the quarter, seven in the game here for Ryland McDaniels, keeping Ogama Heights in it. It's 18-14. Colin Walker has it now right side to Garrett Summers. Wanted to shoot the three instead. Dumps it in to Walker. Walker too strong in the layup, but punched out to Hebert. Hebert pump fake, now shoots the three. Too long. Rebound. Knocked out of bounds by Walker, and it'll go to Ogama Heights. Joe Bach will check back into the game here for Ogama Heights. He'll check in for Ian Jones. And the Tigers are backing out of that press. Think they feel like their 2-3 defense is probably good enough. They are going to pick Potter up at half court, so it's just a late entry into their press. Right side down now to Smith. Smith tries to get it across the lane to Bach, but there are three Tigers there to take it. Up floor to Charbonneau. Charbonneau for the Tigers. Dump inside Borsville. Borsville over his right shoulder. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by Bach. Final 70 seconds of our first half. It's Hawk on the left side. He drives down the baseline, goes up underneath the basket, got pinned by the bucket. It's McDaniels who gets the rebound, though, for Ogama Heights. 18-14, Alcona. Right side now to Potter. Potter looking, goes back up top to McDaniels. McDaniels got a nice three-point shot. Surprised we haven't seen him try to shoot it over the zone yet. He tries to fire it down low to Hawk. It's knocked away. Mason Dunn checks in. Dominic Smith checks out for the Ogama Heights Falcons. Falcons keep the basketball underneath. It's inbounded and knocked away. Alcona takes it away. Charbonneau up the floor for Alcona. Into the lane. Fires into the contact. And Potter will pick up the foul. Charbonneau will go to the line to shoot two. 38.6 seconds remaining in our first half. Charbonneau at the line. He has 2 points on the night. Trying to make it four. Foul goes on number three, Angel Potter, his first. Charbonneau makes the first. Puts her score at 19-14. Richard Schott and Jacob Renchensky will check in. William Liebler, Garrett Summers check out for Alcona. Second free throw by Charbonneau is good as well. Successful trip to the line. And it's 20-14, a six-point lead here for Alcona. This game going exactly how they want it. Low scoring. Not letting Ogama Heights get out and run. Up top, Angel Potter, 25 seconds remaining in the half. We'll see if they hold for one shot or if they'll try and score as early as possible. Potter dumped down low. To Bach. Bach dribble, mid-range jumper. Good. Nice little shot from the mid-range elbow, mid-post there from by Joe Bach. And then Borsvold lost it when he was trying to inbound it. And so a turnover will come back to the Ogama Heights Falcons with 10 seconds remaining in the half. They can get one more bucket here. Cut it to a one-possession game. 9 seconds left on the clock. Borsvold will swat at it, knock it out of bounds, and it happened so fast, clock operator couldn't get that going again. So it is still 9.2 seconds on the clock with McDaniels firing inbound. Grab two McDaniels. McDaniels up in the lane, fouled, but can't get it to go. It just hit off the backside of the rim. With 5.1 left on the clock, they will shoot free throws here in our first half. Stick around at halftime this week in high school sports in the MHSAA. I want to get you halftime stats and the start of our second half. These high school halftimes are pretty short. McDaniels makes the first free throw. 7 points in the quarter, eight total in the game for him. Makes it 20-17. So, barring a quick shot here by Alcona, they will only have a one-score lead at the half. As McDaniels makes the second one. Great second quarter for him with 8 points. Richard Schott has to quickly get it up the floor. Fires from half court. It's not going to be good. And at the end of our first half, it is Alcona 20, Ogama Heights 18 on WKJC, your power station for sports. About ready to start our second half here from Alcona. 20-18 lead for the Tigers over the top of Ogemaw Hines. Quickly, a recap of the scoring in the first half for Alcona. Came from everywhere. 5 points from Garrett Summers, and then 4 points from Jacob Renchensky, Caden Hebert, and David Sharber. Now 3 points from Colin Walker. That adds up to 20. For Ogemaw Heights, it was 9 points from Ryland McDaniels, 8 of those in the second quarter, 6 from Angel Potter, 2 from Joe Bach, and a single point from Brendan Zaski. So that gets us to 20-18. I think the key to the game has been Alcona playing that packed-in 2-3 zone defense, daring the Falcons to shoot. If the Falcons have any 3-point game, they're going to want to use it. Alcona starts with the basketball. They will now be moving left to right here in our second half, again leading 20-18. McDaniels has the basketball. Summers has the basketball top. He fires a three. It's short. Rebound pulled down by Ogemaw Heights and Ryland McDaniels. Jogging it across are the Falcons. Left side to Potter. Potter will look. And now go down inside to Mason Dunn. Mason Dunn will turn it over. It's picked off by Alcona. Summers left side, Renchensky. Renchensky will drive baseline. Left-hand layup, too strong. Rebound, Mason Dunn. And Ogemaw Heights. Here comes Angel Potter. 20-18, Alcona. A three to take the lead. A two to tie. Left side, McDaniels. He's a guy who's got to shoot a three at some point here. Left side, Ian Jones, corner three, short. Rebound, though, to Rob Hawk alone underneath the bucket and easily able to put it up and in, and we are tied at 20. First points of the third quarter go to the Falcons. Pass down low, Borsvold, no one around him. He lays it up and in easily. Pass from Garrett Summers. And it's 22-20, Alcona. The Falcons with the basketball, cutting inside and throwing over his head. McDaniels looking for Jones. Here comes Summers. Summers up court to Borsvold. Steps in and he is fouled by Ryland McDaniels. McDaniels gets an explanation from the near side official that you were good up high with the block, but it was the body. That was the problem. And a good call, by the way. It was a foul. Borsvold at the line, he will shoot two. Got his first points of the game just a second ago. High free throw, knocks off, and no good. This game brought to you in part by Mercantile Bank of Rose City and West Branch, the lunchbox of Kern, West Branch and Rose City Automotive, and Fernelia Chevrolet of Rose City. Second free throw, no good either. Rebound by McDaniels. Here come the Falcons. Angel Potter loses the basketball, but recovered by McDaniels. Goes up at the rim, no good. Ball tipped up and rebounded by Walker and the Tigers. Here comes Garrett Summers. Summers into the lane. Pass fake. Right-hand layup on the left side is good. Summers gets his first points of the second half. It's 24-20, Alcona. Ian Jones brings it up for the Falcons. Now to Angel Potter, left side. To McDaniels. McDaniels kind of wanted to shoot that one but couldn't get it. So now it's right side Jones. He'll dribble back up top, working against this great 2-3 zone today so far by Alcona. Left side Jones tried to get a three, nothing there. Cross court Potter. Potter open right wing three. No good. Rebound pulled down by Borsvold. Here come the Tigers. Charbonneau will bring it up. Hesitation dribble by Charbonneau into the lane. Pass down to Renchensky. Pump fake, left hand layup. Good. And Ogemaw Heights might want to think about a timeout. 26-20, Alcona. Potter, flip it across to Jones. Had the ball knocked out of bounds by Charbonneau, something we have not seen a lot of today. Inbound to Ian Jones. 26-20, Alcona. They've played great defensively today. Inbound to Rob Hawk. Good screen by Mason Dunn. Hawk lays it in. He's the only one with any points in the second half for Ogemaw Heights. Charbonneau right wing for Alcona. No one guards him for three. Too long. Rebound fought for and controlled. Knocked out of bounds by Ryland McDaniels. It's 26-22 Alcona. 4:59 to play here in our third quarter. Summers to Borsvold. Borsvold power dribble. Right hand layup too strong. Rebound pulled down by Mason Dunn. McDaniels will jog it across, kick to Jones, works around the screen for McDaniels, cross court to Potter, down inside to Mason Dunn. Dunn pump fake over his left shoulder, got the roll. So Mason Dunn gets in the scoring column, his first bucket of the day. It's 26-24 Alcona. Charbonneau brings it up for the Tigers. Has it on the right wing. Now drives baseline, cut off there, hands it to Walker, who's able to drive down the lane, go up, can't get it to go, own rebound, knocked out of his hands, but able to go back up, can't get it, and it's knocked out of bounds. And we'll go to Ogemaw Heights. So Ogemaw Heights again will have a chance to tie or take the lead, trailing by two. Left side Potter as they try to break the 1-2-2 press. They get it up court to Hawk. Hawk downloaded, Dunn right by the rim, ties it. Oh, Alcona's done such a good job with that 2-3 zone. I don't quite understand the 1-2-2 press out of them. It just is opening up passing lanes for this transition-heavy team. Colin Walker up top, 3-2 short. Rebound by Ogemaw Heights and McDaniels. And picked off by Summers. And timeout Alcona will take one with them. Tied at 26, about halfway through our third quarter on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC is brought to you in part by Backwoods Home Maintenance by Joe in Harrisville, C.A. Haynes Realty of West Branch, and Hale Lincoln Hardware in Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena. The Alcona Tigers have the basketball. It's tied at 26 here with Ogemaw Heights. Garrett Summers has it on the right side, guarded by Angel Potter. Picks up his dribble, down low to Walker. Walker back out to Summers. Summers dribbles into a three. Knock it down! His second three of the game, the only two threes of the game. And it is 29-26. Alcona with the lead. Hawk into the lane, has it grabbed by Borsvold, and we're going to have a jump ball. It will stay with the Falcons. 3:09 to play here in our third quarter. 29-26 off the Garrett Summers three. Alcona with the lead. Into the corner, Potter, he's open for three in the tie. No good, rebound Borsvold. Here comes Alcona. Summers with the basketball on the right side, dribbles to the top of the key, wanted the three, instead goes Charbonneau, he's open, left wing three, too long. Rebound, pulled down, knocked around, but recovered by Alcona. Renchensky, right wing three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Mason Dunn in Ogemaw Heights. Ian Jones has it left wing for the Falcons, goes to Potter, who dribbles it up top. Looking for open shooter. Now they're going to call play. Finally space out. They had three guys up at the top of the key. It's Potter in the corner. Down to Hawk. Hawk on the block. Kick back out to Jones. Jones McDaniels way out behind the three-point line. He'll go inside to Hawk. Out to Dunn. Dunn a corner three. Too long. Rebound Renchensky. Renchensky hits the ground on the rollover, and I think they just gave Alcona the timeout. Yes, they do. Timeout Alcona, take one with them. It's Alcona by three on WKJC, your power station for sports. ...29-26 Alcona. They did get a timeout on that last possession. So they lead by three, and well, the official still trying to explain it to the Ogemaw head coach, Alex Jennings. Either way, it's Alcona basketball. Coach Jennings not pleased with the explanation given to him, but it's not like it's going to change. Renchensky has it at the free throw line. Kick out Walker. Back up top, Charbonneau. Charbonneau steps to the side, and a good defense by Ogemaw Heights. Looked like it was going to be an open three for Alcona. Charbonneau drives baseline, though, goes high off the glass. No good. A rebound pulled down by Ogemaw Heights. McDaniels tries to fire it to Potter, and it's over his head. You can just feel the frustration of both of these teams. It's low scoring, 29-26. These two teams used to scoring a few more points than they have so far. Potter and Dunn check out for Ogemaw Heights. Zaski and Bach check in. Richard Schott brings it up. He just checked in for Alcona. He hands it to Summers. Summers back across to Schott. Schott pump fakes a three. Looking, goes inside Renchensky. Renchensky fires, goes through the body of Rob Hawk, and he will be fouled. go to the line to shoot two. And Renchensky at the line with 6 points on the night. He's had two in each quarter. This will be his first time. If he can make one of these two free throws at least, he will have, for the first time, more than 2 points in a quarter tonight. First one is up, and I might have jinxed him. 1:23 to play in the third. 29-26 Elkhona. The first one rimmed out, touched every part of the rim without going in. Second free throw is up, and yep, that one's too long. My bad, Jacob. Ian Jones brings it up for Ogama Heights out of the miss. A three to tie. Back down low to Rob Hawk, alone under the bucket. They have found Rob Hawk down there now three times in this quarter. 6 points in the quarter. It's 29-28 Elkhona. Charbonneau to Walker. Walker through the lane, through the contact, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ogama Heights and McDaniels. Quickly up to Hawk. Hawk down low to guarded by Summers. Layup, no good. Rebound pulled down by Richard Schott. Here comes the Tigers, and then poked away from behind by Hawk, who steals it. And now Hawk has to hand this one off to Bach. Bach now left side, Zaski to McDaniels. McDaniels into the lane, works on the left block, no good. Rebound pulled down by Colin Walker. Left side, Richard Schott. Renchensky into the lane, goes up strong. Left hand layup is good. Renchensky, see, I told you can get more than 2 points in the quarter. There's the four, as he's got 8 points on the night. 31-28 Elkhona. Final 30 seconds of the quarter. McDaniels has it left wing for the Falcons. Right side to Hawk, back up top Jones. It might be holding for the last shot. 10 seconds now, right side up top Zaski. Zaski right side, Hawk. Hawk will just pull for three, knock it down! What a quarter for Rob Hawk. 9 points in the quarter. We go to the fourth, tied at 31 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC is brought to you in part by Cole Forest Products of Lincoln, the Lincoln Outdoor Center in Elkhona, Tool and Hillman Extrusion. We're tied at 31 as we kick off our fourth quarter. Elkhona starts with the basketball. Right side is Caden Hebert. He's out there with Jordan Banak, Evan Borsvold, Garrett Summers, and Richard Schott, who has the ball currently on the left wing. Schott down low to Borsvold, working against Hawk. Pump fake goes up, got the roll off the front of the rim, 33-31 Elkhona. Borsvold gets his second bucket of the night. Here comes Ogama Heights, Ian Jones with the basketball. He's out there with Joe Bach, who shoots a right corner, three too long. Rebound comes down to Elkhona and Garrett Summers. Also out there for Elkhona, or for Ogama Heights, is Rob Hawk. Richard shot a three, right side for Elkhona. Off the rim a couple of times, but no good. Ball rolling around, and it'll be out of bounds. Elkhona basketball. So it's Ryland McDaniels. It is Joe Bach. It's Ian Jones, Brendan Zaski, and Rob Hawk out there for Ogama Heights. Elkhona makes an early substitution. Garrett Summers checks out. David Charbonneau checks in. Elkhona with the basketball. They will trigger from underneath. It's 33-31 Elkhona, about a minute into our fourth quarter. Charbonneau up top. Hebert thought about a three. Guarded by Jones. Dribbles back up top. Goes left side. Richard Schott. Schott going to get a screen from Banak. Nothing coming of it. Borsvold to the free throw line. They go instead right side to Charbonneau, who dribbles back up top and gives it back to Schott. Back up top Charbonneau. And they'll swing it around. Ogama Heights into this 2-3 zone now. Left side, Richard Schott back up top to Charbonneau. They try to dissect this defense. And they're just getting pushed back towards the free throw line. Now they get to the free throw line of is Borsvold. Borsvold turn around left side jumper, no good. And knocked out of bounds by Elkhona. Garrett Summers and Colin Walker will check back in. Caden Hebert, Richard Schott check out. 6:24 to play. 33-31. Elkhona with the lead. Ryland McDaniels and one of the officials, Troy Summers, both smiling as they have a conversation. McDaniels asking for a follow call, just having a nice conversation with the official. McDaniels with the basketball, drives to the free throw line. Kind of an in-between floater and a jumper, and can't get it. Knocked out of bounds off of Borsvold. So it'll stay with Ogama Heights. with 6:07 to play in the game. Thanks to Nick James back at the radio station. Just him and I working tonight for this game, all the way from 6 o'clock all the way through. Appreciate his hard work today and always. Ian Jones has it right side. It's picked off by Summers. What a play by Garrett Summers. Just snagged the pass, read it, and here he goes down the court. Goes left side to Banak. Banak back up top to Summers. Summers right side to Charbonneau. Charbonneau back up top Summers. And Alcona slowing the basketball down a little bit. Summers right side, Charbonneau. Back up top, Borsvold. Borsvold to Summers. Open left wing. Three. Knock it down! His third three of the game. And it's 36-31 Alcona. McDaniels with the basketball up top. He'll drive and lost it, but got it to Rob Hawk. Up top, Jones. Jones back down to McDaniels. He has to fight through some arm contact. Still looking. Fires up, and he is fouled. And he'll go to the line to shoot two. It looks like it's going to be on Garrett Summers. Summers not a big fan of that call. So Rylan McDaniels at the line shooting two. He's got 9 points on the night. He's yet to score here in the second half. First one too long. Mason Dunn and Angel Potter will check in. Zaski and Rob Hawk check out for Ogemaw Heights. Jacob Ranchensky comes in for Jordan Banak for Alcona. Couple of dribbles here for Rylan McDaniels. Second free throw is up. That one is good. Gets him to double digits on the night. Cuts the lead to four. It's 36-32 Alcona. Ranchensky on the left wing. Thought about the three. Instead goes back up to Summers. Summers right side, Charbonneau. Charbonneau looking. Now he'll just dribble left and then hand it off to Garrett Summers on the left wing. To Colin Walker. Walker in the mid post. Stops. Shoots the mid-range jumper. No good. Borsvold saves it all the way through to Ranchensky and then knocked out of bounds by Riley McDaniel, staying with Alcona. 4:49 to play, 36-32 Alcona. Summers will inbound right in front of his bench for the Tigers. Goes to Colin Walker. Walker down in the mid post. Pump fake goes up and had a bad angle at it. Able to get his own rebound out to Summers. Summers dribbles left into a three. Too short. Rebound Bach. And now a foul coming underneath. Foul goes on Summers. I think he's a little frustrated from missing the shot so short, and then he just ran in and reached in. It's his third. He's going to have to be smart the rest of the way. Shot will check in for Summers, so they are going to get him off the floor a little bit here. Give him some time. Ogemaw Heights will bring it up. Trailing 36-32 about halfway through our fourth quarter. Back into that press are the Tigers. McDaniels has it at the free throw line. Drives in. Euro step. Mason Dunn, offensive rebound, and a putback bucket. Makes it 36-34. Charbonneau has it right side. Stuck in the corner, able to find some room to dribble it out. Goes inside. Borsvold blocked by McDaniels from behind. Gets his own rebound. Kick out Ranchensky. Open three. Too long. Rebound on the ground, and it looks like we have just a held possession. McDaniels and Charbonneau fighting for it. And then immediately, McDaniels helps Charbonneau off the ground. They share a high five, so they're good to go. Basketball goes to Ogemaw Heights on the turn of possession. Angel Potter and Ian Jones swinging it back and forth, trying to break the press. They do. And now tried to get it inside to McDaniels. Charbonneau got a hand on it, and here come the Tigers. Charbonneau, hesitation dribble into the lane, off the glass, no good. Rebound, fought for and won by Ian Jones in Ogemaw Heights. 36-34 Alcona, 3:30 to play here in our fourth quarter. McDaniels has it on the right wing. He wants a screen, gets one into the corner. Guarded by Ranchensky, cross-court pass to Potter. Potter drives into the lane on the left side. Little floater is good, and we're tied. Potter's first point since the first quarter. We're tied at 36. Timeout Alcona. There, we'll be back in 60 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball. Basketball on WKJC, brought to you in part by Viking Marine of Hubbard Lake, Kevin Hummer Accounts at Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Dallas, and Benjamin Realty of West Branch. Tied at 36, 3 minutes and change to go. Alcona with the basketball. Left side, Garrett Summers gets a screen from Borsvold. Gets to the mid-range, just fires it up to avoid a travel. It's rebounded by Borsvold, who gets it back out. Summers. Summers drives back into the lane, had it poked away from behind. It'll stay with Alcona. 2:52 to play, tied at 36. Garrett Summers will inbound so far in the game for him. He's got 11 points, including three threes. It's right on his average. He averages about 11 a game. It's Charbonneau who has it right now on the right wing. Left side now is Richard Schott. Schott thought about a step back three. Now goes to Renchensky. Renchensky inbound is picked off by McDaniels. If it wasn't picked off by McDaniels, it would be picked off by Dunn. And Ogemaw Heights can try and get a lead for the first time, and I don't remember how long. 2:28 to play. Right side, Potter. Potter to the corner, and Bach inside to McDaniels in the mid post. Had it poked away by Summers. He still gets it, recovers it, fires it up, and rimmed out. It disco balled around the rim. Good two or three times. Here comes Alcona. Garrett Summers will bring it up. Left side, Richard Schott. Schott gets a screen from Borsvold. Up top, Renchensky. Renchensky, right side, Summers. He'll get a screen. Dribble up top, Borsvold. Borsvold inside to Schott, who couldn't hang on. A great pass by Borsvold. And with 1:56 to play, we're still tied at 36. Ogemaw Heights basketball. Colin Walker checks in for Richard Schott. Angel Potter brings it up here for Ogemaw Heights. Works across the timeline. Swings it to Jones. Ian Jones left side to Joe Bach. Bach back up top to Ian Jones. How do these two coaches decide how they're going to work the clock here? This ball knocked out of bounds by Alcona as Borsvold got a hand on it. Ogemaw Heights has only used one timeout in this game. They've used 1:30. Coach Jennings letting his boys play. Inbound to Ian Jones. Jones left side back up top Jones. They're passing it a little bit quicker, trying to get this defense to move. Into McDaniels. Set a screen. It was Dunn. McDaniels misses it. Rebound pulled down by Summers off the tip by Dunn. Summers quickly down the lane. Into the lane. Right hand layup. No good. Rebound Borsvold. Borsvold is fouled. And I think it's going to stay on the floor. I think it'll just be Alcona ball. Let's see. They're going to say it wasn't the act of shooting, so this is big. With 1:11 to play, Borsvold at the line to shoot two, the third foul. First free throw up, no good. Fourth foul on number three, Angel Potter. Borsvold misses the free throw, so we're still tied at 36. He's got one more coming. Hebert checks in for Renchensky. They want a little bit more speed out there, and I think they wanted a shot maker out there. Borsvold, a big deep breath. Shoots the free throw. No good. And they're going to call a lane violation on Ian Jones. So Borsvold is going to get a third attempt at this. Here's the third free throw for Evan Borsvold to take the lead. That one falls. 1 point lead, 1:10 to play. Alcona 37. Ogemaw Heights 36. And Ian Jones threw it away. McDaniels stopped moving. And it's a turnover. As McDaniels just stopped moving and didn't get across the half court line, Jones expecting his teammate to be there. It's Alcona ball. Full court man here for Ogemaw Heights. David Charbonneau working against Angel Potter. Timeout for Alcona. 54 seconds on the clock. 37-36. Alcona with the lead on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC, brought to you in part by Dean Arbor Ford of West Branch, Star Cutter and Hillman Extrusion, and Woodhaven Log and Lumber of Mayo. It's Alcona basketball leading 37-36 with 54 seconds remaining. Inbound goes to Hebert. Hebert has the ball poked away, and it's stolen by Ogama Heights. Ian Jones gets the steal. Left side, McDaniels. McDaniels back up top to Jones, and Ogama Heights will set up their offense, trailing by one, 40 seconds and counting remaining. Ian Jones to McDaniels, right side. Cross court, Potter. Potter thought about the three. Now he drives against Hebert. Goes up in the lane, can't get it to go. Rebound, tipped around, and a foul coming on Ogama Heights. Is only going to be the second foul of the quarter. Foul on number two. That's Rob Hock. His second. Mason Dunn will check out. Zaski will check in. 26 and a half seconds remaining in the game, or at least in the fourth quarter. Richard Schott will check in. Forsvold will check out. Summers will inbound against the full court man-to-man here. Ogama Heights switching everything. Charbonneau, handoff to Summers, sprints down the left sideline, and he will get in past half court. Walker goes up, it's blocked by Potter and out of bounds. What a play by Angel Potter. Mason Dunn will check back in for Zaski. A little defense for offense switch here. 16.8 seconds left. Still Alcona basketball, leading by one, 37-36. They trigger from underneath. They go to Charbonneau left wing. And a foul coming here on Rylan McDaniels. It's only the team's third. They are going to need to foul a couple more times. They're going to have to foul. Really no choice. You go for one quick steal on the inbound, then you have to foul. Summers will inbound. Gets it to Charbonneau. Guarded by Potter and fouled by Potter. 13 seconds even. Fourth foul, so the next one will send Alcona to the line. Timeout, Ogama Heights. 37-36, Alcona. 13 seconds left on WKJC, your power station for sports. Garrett Summers will inbound. And it's tipped away by Potter. Potter, a layup in. Ogama Heights takes the lead. 38-37, 7 seconds left. Potter got a steal. Timeout for Alcona. We'll be back on WKJC, your power station for sports. 38-37, Ogama Heights. A steal and run out by Angel Potter has given Ogama Heights the lead, 38-37. It was supposed to be a bounce pass to Charbonneau, and Potter got in front of it, poked it away, and got down the court for the game-leading layup. Alcona has 7 seconds to get all the way down the court and get a shot up. They have been leading almost the entire game. It'll be shot to inbound. They do have Ian Jones guarding. It's a bounce pass to Summers. Summers gets across half court, into the lane, down to Walker. He's pinned by the rim, but a foul. A foul is called. And Walker will go to the line to shoot two with 9/10 of a second remaining. I did not see who the foul was on. It was on Hawk, and Hawk's not arguing. So I'm thinking it was a good call. So Walker, one to take the tie, and two to possibly win the game. Walker will take a couple of dribbles for the tie. No, it's short. Brenchensky checks back in. For the tie, timeout, Ogama Heights. They want to talk it over. 9/10 of a second remaining. Colin Walker has to hit a free throw to tie it here on WKJC, your power station for sports. Scotland Walker walks back out to the free throw line with a chance to tie it with 0.9 seconds remaining. Everybody's ready to play. The timeout did not end yet. Nobody used 60 seconds. So there we go. Now everybody's good to go. 0.9 seconds on the clock. Walker, a free throw to tie. You know that they just told them to try and get the offensive rebound. Free throw long and tipped away. And Ogemaw Heights get the victory. 38-37. Walker could not hit the free throws. Angel Potter with a big-time stealing bucket. What ends up being the game winner. Back to wrap it up after this on WKJC, your power station for sports.